That's another time, you see. One time is like Rashi's Pshat, and the other, what's the Pshat another time? Now, the Rambam, you know, there is a Machlekes Tanoim in Eretz, where the Yontef and Shabbos, Hasmuch and Zelazeh, is Dusha Achas, or Shtei Dushas. Let's say, suppose Yontef is Friday, or Yontef is Shabbos. So, can one set up one Eretz, Tchumim, you know, one Erev Tchumim, you know, for Yom Tov and Shabbos, or it requires two Yeruvim, two. So according to the Tanna, the Yidusha Achaz, so it's like Yina Richte, Yom Tov and Shabbos, let's say, is Manoriye, so Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah could be, the Rambam says, on Friday or on Sunday. So according to the Tanna, that it's Yidusha Achaz, is Dusha Achaz, so Meile, if it's Dusha Achaz, so he could make one, could set up one Eruv Trumi for Yom Tov and Shabbos, but not separate Eruv Trumi. But if Shtei Dushes, so it requires separate Eruv Trumi. So the Rambam paskens that Yom Tov and Shabbos is Shtei Dushes. But the Rambam says, here only, Yom Kippur and Shabbos is Yidusha Achaz. פרקחס מהילכס ערבים הלוך יוד. עם הכיפורים שחליס ערב שבס ולאח השבס, בזמן שמקדשים על פי אוריה, על פי אוריה, because he has to emphasize בזמן שמקדשים על פי אוריה, because בזמן הזה that we are כדי החדושים על פי חשבים, it's impossible that Yom Kippur should be on Friday. Because in order the Kippur should be on Friday, so Rosh Hashanah has to be on Wednesday, even the other. You see, it's impossible that Yom Kippur should be on Sunday. Because in order the Kippur should be on Sunday, so Rosh Hashanah has to be on Friday, Adu. So that's why he emphasizes in Akipurim Shechalies Erev Shabbos Tulach Shabbos Bizman Shemikach Nachiyaviye Yirli Shehein Ki Yinechot Ugdusha Achase. So the Rambam paskens that Yom Tov and Shabbos is Shtei Dushes, but Shabbos and Yom Kippur is Dushas. And we see the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Hilchas Gittin, in Hilchas Gerash, in Ebenezer, that if, let's say, somebody wrote a get on Shabbos, so the get is bottom of the rice, because it has referenced the case where he wrote it with Faresie. So it comes in Chal Shabbat Faresie. And in Chal Shabbat Faresie, it's not in Ruach HaTere Kule. So the get is both in the rice. But if he writes get on Yom Tov, so if he signs the get on Yom Tov, so he's a Roshe, he becomes post-latest. So, but suppose he just wrote the get on Shabbos, and the Eidim didn't sign it on Shabbos, or it had Eidim Misire, whatever. So then, the get is kosher, midrash. The get is kosher midrash, because it's not a midrash. Then, it's not so clear, but according to the Bes Yosef's girls in the Rambam, is saying the Bes Yosef shot in the Rambam, it's not so clear. If somebody will write a get on Yom Kippur, so then the get will be bottom of the rice. Why? So the Bes Yosef explains it, because Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. And just as Mumal Chal Shabbat Farhesye is Mumal Chal Terekule, so Mume al-Lechal Yikipa b'Farasye is also has the din of a Mume al-Chatelikon. And I don't think there are any Rishenim Achelik on it. So, Yontef, Mume al-Lechal Yontef b'Farasye does not have any Mume. There is one Shite, the Shalosh Chus Radvaz mentions in the name of Rabbi Shimshel that's in the long tshuva about the Karoim, very long tshuva. So there he mentions the tshuva of Rabbi Shimshon, that's the Rash, Teis Yishalmis. So he says about the Karoim, that since the Karoim don't observe Yontef the way we observe, because they observe Yontef even now, Bizman Hazeh Al Perie, so that means when Yontef is Yontef Al Pedin, they do Mloche, so Mele the Karoim Abidin of Mumri, because in Mumam Chal Yontef Bifarasye, also is in Mumam. But the Shitas Rabbi Shimshon is the Shitas Yochi. All the other Rishenim, Achelik and the Shachno, the Mechaber and Ramo, in the Chederesh, I mean, they pass into the country, I mean, not like that, that the Mechal Yontef Bifarasye is not in Mumam. So Rabbi Shimshon is Yochi. Mashinkin and Migal to Michal and Makipur and Bifarasye, so that seems to be the Shita of all the Bishayim. Why? So the Bish Yosef says, because Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. Why is Yom Kippur like Shabbos? We see in December that Yom Kippur and Shabbos is Dushachas. In other words, because Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shabbosim, just the Shabbos Bereshis is Shabbos Shabbosim. So Yom Kippur is also Shabbos. Now, it goes without saying that if somebody will be Ichel in Yom Kippur and Bifarasye, he will not have it, of a Mumo Chatekoi. I mean, this goes without saying, I mean, that's self-evident. Because if somebody eats Yom Kippur Bifarasye, so it's like eating Chilat Bifarasye. But only if he does Melochet and Yom Kippur Bifarasye, then he has the same din as Mechal Shabbos Bifarasye. Why? Because actually, Yom Kippur, I think that my brother is there and mentioned that in the shuri, that I didn't hear it, but I heard that he mentioned it in the shuri, that Yom Kippur has two Kedushas, the Kedushas Hayim of Tzeil and the Kedushas Hayim of Yontef. This is how he expressed it. I didn't hear it, but I heard that he said it. So Kedushas Hayim of Yontef. So insofar as the Kedushas Hayim of Yontef is concerned, so it's not Yontef. So it's like Shabbos, not Yontef. I was told that my father said Kedushas Hayim of Yontef, but I think he meant, I didn't hear his shir, but I think he meant Shabbos, not Yontef, yes?
I didn't hear that shir, but I heard Rabbi Tzvi once discussed that the Kedusha of the day follows the level of the Sivalacha.
Yeah, all right, Jane Hanaman. But I think, I didn't hear that shir, but I think that what my brother meant was not Yontef, but he meant Shabbos. Because there is no analogy between Yontef and Yom Kippur. There is an analogy between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, not between Yontef and Yom Kippur. Not between Yontef and Yom Kippur. Only Rafchom said, Rafchom, but what the Gemara says, Hode Rafchom Bdusi, Rafchom said, Eru v'yitzoyel Shabbos, v'in Eru v'yitzoyel Yimachpur. But we don't pass on like Rafchom, yes?
Didn't we say
that
according to the Rambam,
we pass with the Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Mabat, Shiloh? What do you mean according to the Rambam? It's a machlekes tanoim, chachomim, rabbi Gamliel, and the Gemara says, Alochek, rabbi Gamliel. So it's not a Rambam, it's the Gemara. That Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah takes off Shiloh, but that's something else. Every Yom Tev takes off Shiloh, every Yom Tev. Even Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Because we could say, Chachomim say only Yontef Mamesh Rigolim, because there is a mitzvah of Simche. But Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, there is no chiv of Simche. We discussed it last week. I mean, there is no Simche altogether. Or Simche with all the dinim there isn't. So machlekes yireim in kipper. So all the geshein sailors know chiyuv simcha except possibly shitas agenim who say that we have to say asiena in kipper. So that's the reason as to why the chachomim say rishonim kipper does not take up shibe, because there is no simcha. And Avraham Neil says even though there is no simcha, but he still takes up shibe. But for that we don't. So in that respect, Yom Kippur is not like Shabbos. Yom Kippur is like Yom Tov. But Yom Kippur has the level, the Kedushas Hayim of Shabbos. Of course, Shabbos is more homo. Shabbos is a Nisa Skile, and Yom Kippur is a Nisa Chorus. But it has the same kind of Kedusha, Ichava Shabbose, the same kind of Kedusha as Shabbos, Yom Kippur. Whereas Yom Tov is Shabbos, it's not Shabbos Shabbos. So it's a different kind of Kedusha. So Mele, that's why the Rambam says that Shabbos and Yom Kippur are Kedushas. In other words, so there are two kinds of Isurim on Yom Kippur. The Isa Meloche emanates from the Kedushas Hayim of Shabbos. Yom Tov, you want to call it Yom Tov, you call it Yom Tov. But it means Shabbos, so that emanates from the Kedushas Hayim of Yom Tov, of Shabbos. And then the Yisar Achille emanates not from the Kedushas Hayim of Shabbos of Yom Tov. On the contrary, the Kedushas Hayim of Shabbos and Yom Tov is Mechayev Achille Yisrael. Mikokedesh, Kache Orai, the Posik of Kobi Beineg, so that's the Posik in Novi, in Novi Rashi Lecharizovo. But it's the drosh in the Safro, Mikro Kedesh Kacheu B'machal B'mishte B'ksus Nikio B'tfilo. So B'machal B'mishte, so it's a chiyuv deraiser of B'machal B'mishte on every Mikro Kedesh, whether Yom Tov or Shabbos. So on the contrary, as far as the Kedushas Hayim of Shabbos and Yom Tov is concerned, it should be Mechayev HaKedusi. But Yom Kippur also has the Kedushas Hayim of Sei. So on the contrary, that has a Sachar Yisi. So Rabbi Yehuda says, but since it has a Kedushas Hayim of Shabbos and Yom Tov, and that should be Mechayev Achil Yisi, but it cannot involve Achil Yisi because of the Kedushas Hayim of Tzei, of the Yisra Achille. So Mele is a substitute. We have to have Achil Yisi Erev Yom Kippur. This is how Rabbi Yehuda explains the deraise of in Nisim es Nafshaseich and the Sishol HaChidesh, where, so either it's because as a achone for the Tones, or as a substitute for the Yom Tov aspect, or the Shabbos aspect of Yom Kippur, and which cannot be realized on Yom Kippur itself, because it's same. So the Mele, it has to be realized as a substitute on Erev Yom Kippur. So from either point of view, it should follow that where eating is detrimental, some mele, there is no mitzvah to eat if it's detrimental to one's health. Because from the point of view of achone for the tonus, of course, if it's detrimental, it's not achone for the tonus. And from the point of view of a substitute for the yonte, but let's say, suppose someone has a certain condition that for him is detrimental. So leaving chuyev to eat on Shabbos, chas v'sholem, I mean, what kind of an enik would it be? So from either point of view, I mean, we should say that where is detrimental, there shouldn't be any mitzvah achille. And that Rabbi Chaya said, because he only had the sofik whether an isho is mechuyeves or an isho is not mechuyeves. All right, now. Now let's see the thesis. The Lamato, Yom HaKippurim, Shchali, Nisheni, Teina, Menochet, Yom HaKippurim, Le'avel, Rabbi Yisab, Lili, Ki Itnam, Lidal, Lepoch, Bishono, Hamechad, Ben Lachaber, Yitzorach, Li, Diye, Imu, Lachal, Kali, Yishchei, because otherwise, it's very likely that he'll be Nichsho, because there is so much slaughtering taking place in these Poch, in Bashono, so if he doesn't inform him, so the Mada Behime and the child behemoth will be in all probability be slaughtered on the same day. So the beida on the lap of Eisi is mainly sishchat v'nechol. Och did Rabbi Yisag liliyav ha'er in Makipurim b'golil, because in Makipurim b'golil there was also a lot of slaughtering. Amay l'no katchat m'dalet prokim d'ab likul ha'ome. But m'dalet prokim v'shono, so every Tane says that a lot of slaughtering was going on. So why did the Gemara Abaye mention that in Kippur? Yishlima the bear in Makipurim or Yerigin Lavi Behibes and Bidogin Kid Mashpesh Yisrabe Kavaru Chaited is Amnune a fish Mishum Dhab Yim Shtucha Bechapore Ubahane Dalet Prokim or Yomar Bin Bibhemes Lekli Mikze Hashem Yishche Benor. Right. Yiboy Elom Sula Nisidra Bi Bini Belez Bavi Lech Hashem Yikru Adaite Oy Dil Mopsu Nisidra Bi Bini Belez Bechamishi לחשינו לכדאיתי מנועים צוות פסולים לחשינו שיזכר כעשי בית פורטי וניבלס בחמישי וניבלס בחמישי משתחשך ברבי ותיקונס ליל חמישי ותיקונס ליל חמישי So he boy psunis will be in the belly, but the Hashin go die to the psunis will be in the belly, but Hamishi, the Hashin only call a die. Tosh, Tone Bakapore, Sue in the belly, Miss Babi, the Nivelle Bahamishi, Hoyo the Nemo be Brochali Dogin, our morning Miss Bahamishi, Nivelle Bishishi, Hoyo the Nemo be Brochali Odom, Time in Shumbrocho. So the only reason is like Bakapore says that. She's Nivelas Bachamishi because of Brochli Dogim. But other, and Brochli Dogim is not a Chiyuv, it's only an Isitave. But there is no Chiyuv. So apparently we are not Chishishli Chodaiti. So Avon Mishmit Chodaiti Loi Chashil. Ihoche. So the Mora says, the Tarsim says, if so, so Almono Nameti Boy Bachamishi, Hoyu Gnemo with Brochli Dogim. Now, so the question is, why did Moshe say Yehoche? What has this to do whether Chashin Likudait or Loi Chashin Likudait? That's another challenge that you could ask anyway. No matter what we say, whether Chashin Likudait, Loi Chashin Likudait. So why do we say that Nivelas B'Chamishi, because of Brocha the Dogin, let her be Nivelas B'Shishi because of Brocha the Odom? Nah, I mean, so why do you say Almono is the Niveles Bishishi because of Brocha the Odom? Let her be Niveles Bachamishi because of Brocha the Odom. So Teish says, Ioch Almono, Amate Boy Bachamishi, Pirish. Pish, Lay me Abetoni be Bryce, the Psu Niveles Bachamishi. Mishum Niko Daite, Kinik Boyron, the Loy Mishum Brocha the Odom, the Loy Shibe, Havani Chalom be Almono, the Niveles Bishishi. Mishum Brocha. Abu Hash the time of the Psula. Mishum Brocha, so we see that the Brocha the Dogin is also a good reason. Also a good reason. So the question is, so Monef Shech, why don't we say in regard to Almono also because of Brocha the Dogin that he boiled the Hamish? Boiled the Hamish. So the Gemara gives a teres, no, that's no Kashi. Because the reason as to why Almono is the Itzatevi is, it's not a Chiyuv, either in connection with Almono or in connection with, it's only an Itzatevi. But the reason as to why by Almono, so the Itzatevi is Shishi and not Hamishi, even though Hamishi has the Brocha the Dogim, because Brocha the Odom has greater significance than Brocha the Dogim. Brocha the Odom Adifalei. Viname Mishum Shomru. The reason as to why Almono so is preferably Niveles Bishishi and not Bechamishi. Bechamishi is because of the time of Shomru. Tanya, Vimaom Almono is Bechamishi. Viniveles Bishishi, Shim Hatoinea. Tiboil Bechamishi, Mimoho, Mashkin Lum Nosei, Vehelechle. Shog Hachom al Dakonas Nish Israel, she is a Meachimosh, Rishi Yomim, Hamishi Bishabes, Vere of Shabes, Bishabes. Now let's see the Rashi. ברוך לדוגים, ונדבר לחמישי, זה משיטה עכשיו בביא ותיקונס לחמישי, ברוך לדוגים פרו ובום מלס המים, הוי ובנם עוברי ברוך לאודם פרו ובום מלס האורץ, טיימים משם ברוך, אבל מנדולי קופית הברוך, זה סורן איזה טבע, סורי צפשנו, אבל מנדולי קופית הברוך, משום מקורי דייט אלוהי חשנו, משום מהי פרוותה, ברוך די אודם עדיף עלי, ומי הוא בשי שלא הייתי נעושה, צולו די בזמנו, חדשני בשבס, דיוס דיינה, חיישנו ליקורה, אבל נביא את חמישי לא יחיישנו, because it only involves a relatively small interval. למוחו משקין, לומנוסי והילך, שמישת אלמין ואלמונו אלוהים, אחד, כדלי כמון בפירקין, של כמון בפירקין, חמישי בשבס, יגן חופה, ושישי בשבס, ריבזביה. Now, so the Ram points out that the Gemara doesn't mean, שאם אתה אם אתה פועל בחמישי, למוח המשקים לומנוסי והילך לי, how is it? That למוח המשקים לומנוסי והילך לי? So what does it mean? He is allowed to be משקים לומנוסי והילך לי. After all, the Gemara says that by Nisa Almono there is a minimum of Sameachim of 3 days. 3 days. So how can he be mashkin doing nosid heilachlei? But human nature, if he'll be developed by Hamishi, so then he'll be tempted. Limochot to be mashkin doing nosid heilachlei. Not that he'll elect kidin. He'll elect chaloi kidin. Elect chaloi kidin. But he'll be tempted. He'll be tempted to do it. So because of that, Chachomim said, Chachomim said, "Wamisakin that niveles b'shishi samimele, he will not have any, he will not be tempted to neglect the simcha of yomim because it will turn out to involve 3 days of simcha anyway. But the reason, but it doesn't mean that if he is niveles." If she would be Niveles Bechamishi, so then he's allowed to be Mashkin Lumnosi Vilechlei. But human nature, so many a Chosen who is Nisei and Almono would be tempted to do it that way. But of course it will be Shaloi Kedin. So Mele the Chachomim or Misakein, that she should not get married Bishishi, but she'd be Niveles, that she should not get married. Bechamishi, but should be Niveles Bishishi. Nises Bechamishi, Niveles Bishishi, so he will not be subjected to this temptation of being Mashkim Unosireil, because he himself will feel disposed to spend 3 days with the cow. So, my Kebim Brochali Shobdu. So in other words, so there are 2 timing as to why she and Almone has to be Mrs. Bachamishi and Nivelet Bishishi. 1 time is the time of Brocha the Odom. And the time of Brocha the Odom is not a Chiyuv, it's only in his tere. And the other time is the time of Shov. So Nafkimini is, suppose he's an Odom Botel. He doesn't work. So Mele, from the point of view of the time of Shogdu, so he doesn't have to get married. Balmone doesn't have to get married to Hamishi. He can get married any day. Because there is no Choshe that he will neglect Simcha of 3 days in the Kala. Because he's not in Botel. He's not busy anyway. He will not be tempted to go to work. He doesn't go to work. He's retired. So, or he's a millionaire. He doesn't have to work. So, but from the point of view of Brocha the Odom, so this is not obligatory on an Isateve. So, as an Isateve, he still should get married to Hamishi. Because the Niveles Bishishi, some mele, will be Brocha the Odom. Iname, Yom Tev Shechali is Berev Shabbos. Suppose Yom Tev is on a Friday, so Mele, So Mele, from the point of view of Shogdu, so we don't have to finish it, that if we get married on another day, so he'll be Mashkin Munosi on Friday. He will not be Mashkin Munosi on Friday because it's Yom Tov. But from the point of view of Bracha Yodom, so he still be expected, not Mitzat Chiyu, but Mitzat Eizeteve, to get married B'chamishi and B'nivelet B'shishi. Odom Boto Manu Abohad Adi Kamsu Tikul B'shishi Manu Mishmu Shogun B'nivelet B'chamishi Lul Yashmi Nosei. Now, I would like Teisve says, now let's see the Teisve. In Amin Mishmu Shogun Vinti Maveich Matzul Amin Mishmu Shogdu Hobi Braise Kotone Behedye Mishmu Hohe V'yish Leimad Lahai Shnuye Habi Pirush Habraise Hohe Almon nis b'chamishi nivelet b'shishi pirish mishum shogdo mishik furish b'braise acheres b'im tema mishum brocha didogin hoyolem laniach takones shogdo l'chosh l'kach hoyolem b'shishi name nemro brocha l'ol ma'ike b'im brocha l'shogdo afal gav b'mishum brocha l'mikcha v'yane because that's not a chiyuv, that's only an exitative. Mikoma kin boye lomoli time di broche. In name boye maike bin lishne, bin shane broche do odo ma di falei bin lishne, di name mishim shog. Bin shane di kibin ayo den bote. In name yom tish chalies, erif chabes. Lishne time di preis mishim shog du volo mishim broche, hochet lekne shog du nivele sin jetz vachamishi. Avu lishne kam, di time di preis mishim broche, ki di mashma pash di preis, אפילו בודם בוטי לא ביון שחלי לרב שבס דלק משום שוגרם מקום מוקי משום ברוך את הפועל בשישי ואפילו להי לישנה איל אף שתיקנו משום שוגדו לחודה לא היו משום ברוך לחודה לא היו כאילו יאים כדברי שסליר גב נכנוסי דרך בשבס but since they had to be misaking because of Shogdo, some mele they were misaking a certain, could be a certain day by way of a state. But if they didn't have to be misaking because of a chiyuv, they wouldn't make it a kone because of a state. But since they had to be misaking a certain day because of a chiyuv, so agavuche, they were also misaking another day, could be another day, I mean the same day, even when the time of Shogdu doesn't apply, but because of the state. I would like to explain the whole, I mean, what's the pshat in the Gemara? Here the Gemara has two ishenes. So one teret is, the Gemara said, Baruch Elod Madifale, Viname Mishum Shom. So it's mashma, according to the second version, Baruch Elod is not a difale. But Baruch Elod Dogim is a difale. I mean, superficially it appears between Brocha Lidogim and Brocha Lidogim, why should there be any doubt that Brocha Lidogim is more adifalate than Brocha Lidogim? After all, what's the affinity between fish and a human being? A human being and a human being, so there is an affinity. But between a human being and fish, what's the big shayches? And still, we see from this Gemara that two ishenes. Only the first lashon says, Brocha Dodom Adifalei. But the second lashon says, no. If not for the time of Dogi, of Shogdo, so then Brocha Dodom would be Adif. Not Brocha Dodom. On what basis? What's the Hesper? Why should Brocha Dodom have more merit than Brocha Dodom? I mean, it's inconceivable. Sounds very strange. Now, we have to understand the whole idea, I mean, the Tzitzeve, Baruch HaDogi, Baruch HaDodom, and especially Baruch HaDogi, what kind of a Tzitzeve is it? What kind of a Tzitzeve is it? I mean, why? I mean, just because she'll get married on the day when the fish were created, so because of that, she'll be blessed, I mean, it doesn't make sense. Actually, there is a Gemara, here yes, and in Chrysis. The Gemara Chrysis. The Gemara Chrysis. Gemara in Chisses Daf Hei, Amad Vei says, Tana Rabon, Einei Shechines Amlochim El Olamayot, Kidei Shitimoshech Malchusom, Shenemar, Vayimer HaMelech El Bnoyo Ben Yehodo, and then it's mentioned, V'yiradetem Meisei, it's the beginning of Malachim, V'yiradetem Meisei Al Gichei. So, in other words, when Sir David HaMelech instructed that when they anoint Shlomo, so they do it on Etemayo, by Etemayo, because to symbolize that the Malchus should be as smooth, that Shlomo's Malchus should be as smooth as the waters, as the waves in the Mayo. So then the Gemara says, so why is it so important to symbolize? So the Gemara says, Omar Abaye, Davolom Daler, Hashti di Amret, Simone Milsi, since we see that symbolism has significance, V'horaye, there is aloche, that when we anoint the Melech, we have to do it on the mile, just to symbolize that the wish and the aspiration of the Jewish people that the Malchus of the Melech should be as smooth as the waves in the Mayon. So since it has significance, Yehrogil Inish Lemechal Rishaite Karye Verubye Karse Silke Vitam Karse Silke Vitam. So a person should be accustomed on Rosh Hashanah to eat kare. Kare is a pumpkin, I think. Ruvie, what is I think ruvie is what is called in English tiltane. Tiltrash is a tiltane. I think it's called in English fenugreek. So what is the yichas of these things? So on the basis of the play on the words, Kar says silke vitamre. In other words, because Rosh Hashanah night, we have to eat certain things, and we say Yerotzi in Shetachadish Olono Shonotivo Msuko. So in other words, so here in Aramaic, Kare. So Kare is a pumpkin, but in Aramaic it's called Kare. So on the basis of the play and the words, so it means Yerotzin Sheikha Gzadinin. Sheikha Gzadinin. So it's mentioned, I think the post can say, the Mishnah Berurah mentions that now today people don't speak Aramaic, they don't know Aramaic. So we should eat those kinds of foods that on the basis of the play and the words in that language that is spoken, so we could say something, I mean, that is appropriate for Rosh Hashanah. I said many times, let's say in this country, I don't know of any special food that we could eat, and we could, on the basis of the play of the word, say something. The only food I could think is the food called ugly. So we should eat ugly Rosh Hashanah night and say at the same time, Yerotzei in the Tarafat should have an ugly life. So I mean, this is what it means. So in Aramaic, in Zman Chazal, when Aramaic was the language, I don't know of any other food that we could interpret symbolically on the basis of the play on words. I don't know. Ugly is the only food I know. And ugly happens to be very delicious food too, you see. So we could do it, and in Mikayim that dinner d'gmorah. We don't do that. Why don't we do it? Because, unfortunately, we don't speak Aramaic, so in Mele we don't have any special food, you know, that could symbolize something, and something good for us and something bad for the singing scholar on the basis of the play and words. So that's the reason. So what we do, we eat we take a piece of apple and we dip it in honey and we say Yerotzin Shetchadish Alinish on Tebum Sukkah, and that's also mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. But it's on the basis of the same concept of Simon Milson. Now the same Gemara is mentioned in Harris. So there is a very strange marshal in Harris. The marshal in Harris is Esikash, an interesting kash. In other words, you say Simon Milson. Now, no. So how are we allowed to practice the meaning of Simon Milson? There is a lab of Lysinachshu. There is a lab of Lysainu. What is Lysainu means, the Rambam says, Eilu Hanei Hakirim's man. Yein Pleini Yofereisek. Yein Pleini Eini Yofereisek. In other words, if somebody will say, oh, the 13th of December, it's not a good day to start an investment because it's not the lucky number. So he'll be very loved their eyes. If he just says it, all right, so it's just foolish talk, I mean, the no isa. But if he acts on it, in other words, he decides when to make an investment and not to make an investment, then he's either loved their eyes or we say, love their eyes and mamish. So we say no nice meeting. And Lysinachshu means that somebody goes out of the house to go to work. And then as he goes to work, he meets Yeshua. So he says, since I met Yeshua, that's a bad omen. So I'm not going to work. So he's either alive or Lysinachshu. So the Mashua asks a very strange question, very strange question. He says, how does the Gemara say Simon and Milt say, we should eat kare, we should eat this, that, I mean, that's a simon. So in the Mashua is Mechadei, Shebich Chidesh, that doesn't seem so from the Rambam. The Mashua is Mechadei, Shebich Chidesh. He says, there is an Iser of Lysinachshu to declare something as an unfavorable omen, but to declare something as a favorable omen, nothing wrong with it. In other words, if somebody goes out of the house to work and then he meets on the street a black cat and then decides, oh, I met a black cat, that's a bad omen. So I'm not going to work today, I won't succeed anyway. So I'll go back home. Then he's either love the right set as much. Suppose on the way he meets a white cat, and then he says, oh, I met a white cat, that's a good omen, he's very favorable omen. Now I'm going to take a taxi to work. That is allowed. I mean, from the point of view of rationalism, it's the same folly. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. Unfavorable omen or favorable omen, but folly it is. But it's not also if it's a favorable omen. But if it's an unfavorable omen, so then it is also. It involves
the
Rabbi.
The verse says that Eliezer Eved Agron.
What is that?
The verse says that when Eliezer went to
the river.
That's right.
Kol Nichush. Kol Nichush Eini Kinichush. Kinichush. Eliezer Eved Agron. Yenis in the show. Eini Nichush. So there is a machlekes Hashem in the pshat. Yeah. And there he made the favorable omen. He made both. She made both. In other words, if the Naro, when I ask her, give me a drink, so we respond. If when I ask her, give me a drink, we respond by saying, yeah, I'll give you a drink, and I'll give your camel to drink too, then it's a good sign. And if the Naro will say, I'm not giving you a drink, or she'll say, I'll give you a drink, and that's all. So then it's an amphibomen. So it made both. So you cannot bring any riot. Because it was either or, I mean, Eliezer and Avon. And Yenoson, they show also, if the Philistines will tell us, why don't you come down? So then it's a good omen. And it will say, no, stay where you are, so it's not a good omen. So he made an omen, declared an omen both ways, in alternate situations. But this is what the Marshal says. And what is Raya? Because of Simon and Nielsen. In other words, so he understood that. It's very strange. He understood the Gemara that when the Gemara says Simon and Yotze, it means that it's worthwhile to make an omen, a favorable omen. In other words, if I eat the pumpkin, the kare, so that will be an omen that that's Yichus Usanein. Because as far as the Issa is concerned, we can understand it. So there is no Issa. The Torah was not makpid on the fact that it's unreasonable. So it's not reasonable. So what? The Torah was makpid on the fact that the person, you know, makes unfavorable omens. But Gemara here says not only it's muta. The Gemara, if Abaye had said that muta limechal rishatikai, Gemara says yehi rogil mishnah. It's not a chiyuv, but it's an etzeteve. So how can we say an etzeteve on the basis of a favorable? It doesn't make sense. So the obvious pshat, and then the Rambam mentions, discusses the Issa of Risi Nachshu and the Issa of Risi Einu, Bichodemachte, and in respect to Risi Einu, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Drosh in Safro, in Deishin, spells it out, Risi Einu, Ken Eile Hoimrim, Yeim Ze Yofel Eisek, Yeim Ze Eile Yofel Eisek. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin mentions James A. Yofalei said, just as it mentions James A. Yofalei. So even a favorable omen in Zman comes within the world. So in respect to his Nachshu also, even a favorable omen in respect to a certain experience that he had. He met a black cat, he met a shul, a fox. So it should also come within the world. But the pshat here in the Gemara has nothing to do with making an omen. What I means that Yehrogil initially Meichal Rishayte Kalim Rubia, I mean that's inconceivable. I mean, Abaye is saying that that because of the eating of a kare, of a pumpkin, so that will conduce a good year. I mean, that's inconceivable. Doesn't make sense. Chas v'sholem that this is what Abaye means. Abaye means Simone Milse, because even though, I mean, symbolism, you know, has no essential merit in itself, but somehow it has an effect on the psyche of the person. If a person, let's say, decides, I'm going to aspire to a good year, and I'm going, you know, to take the means that are conducive to a good year. He wants to have a good year, so he has to deport himself in a way that he'll be able to ask the Ribbono Shel'olam for a good year. But if he'll deport himself in a way that is contrary to the will of God, how can he dare even ask the Ribbono Shel'olam for a good year? So in order to make a certain determination, it is important to do something that will emphasize a person's determination. So he can say, but there is a difference between just lip service of and taking a sweet apple or taking a piece of challah and dip it in honey, and say and couple it with the statement of Yerotzin Shetechadish Rono Shetevusu. Not that there is any objective merit in it. The saying, I mean, of course, it's inconceivable that the saying of Yerotzin Shetechadish Rono Shetevusu will conduce a good year. I mean, that's nonsense. But if he aspires and he makes a determination to do that which is conducive to a good year. In other words, he has to act like a human being if he wants to have a good year. He has to act in a responsible way, in a moral way, in conformity to the will of the Ribbono Shel'olam. And he emphasizes that by a symbolic act, then it has an effect on his will. Then it has an effect on his will. So this is what Abaye says. Hashte de amre tzimonis hiyatu. When we had to anoint him melech, so they were required to anoint him on the mayon. But the mayon, I mean the anointment on the mayon in itself, will make his meluches more. No, but if the people all do it, so it will corroborate and intensify their determination to see that the melech's meluches should be smooth. So it will make an impression upon their psyche. So it's not by way of an omen. So how can we deduce from this Gemara that the Yisar of Nichush only applies to an unfavorable omen, not to a favorable omen? So this is when we say, what effect in itself can it have? I mean, just because you get married on the day of Brochad Yodom, get married on the day of Brochad Yodom. So, of what avail is it? In itself, it's of no avail. But it might intensify his determination to lead a life that is conducive to Brochad, a responsible life. So, if he just...